You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, we're joined in the studio by global innovator Matt Hart. How are you doing on this lovely Monday afternoon, Matt?
Kia ora, Joel. Kia ora, Evie. Yeah, really nice to be here. I'm doing well, actually. You know what? Monday, booting back up like normal into a busy week, juggling everything.
Yep.
Guys doing well?
Yeah, no, lovely, lovely.
Doing good this
morning. A very nice start to our morning, I would say, eh? Good start to our week. Yeah, yeah. Usually The Wire's a little bit hectic.
Yeah, I know.
Alas, the name The Wire, up to The Wire.
Yeah.
But no, today was pretty chill.
We were organised.
We were
for
very
once.
Yes.
Good to hear. Don't tell
the listeners that. But no, what are we talking about today, Matt?
We swapped a couple of emails, John. We were going to talk about, you know, the student break is coming to an end. They've obviously been working hard over the summer for a variety of reasons, and then thinking about how they get back and start to juggle their priorities in terms of learning, core learning, staying on course with their programs, but also the side hustles, the jobs, in terms of not getting behind their finances, keeping up a bit of spending money, you know, paying for their programs. So we could get into that today.
Absolutely. No, I'd love to, because, I mean, I had a part-time job and did some contract work for Debate Magazine, the AET student magazine, as a writer while I was in university. And when it got to the summer, it just felt like I did not get a break because I was just working flat out to earn money. And I was still working throughout the semester, albeit less shifts. But it was just like, it feels like I don't get a bloody break.
Yeah, you know?
But I feel like this is not an uncommon experience. Would you sort of agree with that?
I would 100% agree with you. And I guess it might be a little bit different from my day. So rather than just assume that I know what I'm talking about, my nephew is at university. He'll be a second year this year. And so I dropped him a quick text to just start a conversation and go, look, tell me your experience of what this is like. And look, he had this to say. Obviously, he's combining the idea of, I have a need to earn, but I also want some time off and to relax. So how do you juggle those things? And so he said this. He said, look, thinking that rest is not a luxury, it's a necessity.
Right? Yeah.
So good point. Making sure that work doesn't interfere with deadlines and personal well-being, but obviously at the same time, motivating yourself to work hard and then be able to enjoy the relaxing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure.
100%. 100%. And I feel like people get a lot, like, kind of caught up in that concept of needing to relax as well.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, we all need money, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, a lot of us need part-time jobs to either pay rent or get groceries, and things are quite expensive at the moment as well. So, but taking time off and just relaxing and doing your own thing is definitely vital to kind of refresh yourself as you go into the next university year, if you are a student, or if you're working.
Or even if you're going into your first employment, you know.
Exactly,
job. And so thinking about this in terms of, you know, the way I come at the world in terms of creativity and innovation, I think the thing that we could resolve this to is this idea of resilience. And, you know, people often are a bit curious as to, well, how does resilience relate to innovation? But in that domain, we talk about resilience on your behalf of your idea, because it's always getting beaten up and someone wants to kill it, or resilience on behalf of yourself. And so I found this quote as it relates to, you know, students taking the break, taking the summer off, and then thinking about coming back. One of the core skills, the behaviors, the mindset is this idea of developing resilience. And it is a bit of a buzzword, but in terms of setting it up, it's like, here's a great quote in terms of, more than education, more than experience, more than training, a person's level of resilience will determine who succeeds and who fails, right? So who does well in the summer off and who comes back rebooted and refreshed to start again. And they say that's true in the cancer ward, it's true in the Olympics, it's true in the boardroom, and it's true of students and preparing themselves. And so if we were thinking about exploring this a bit, we could unpack what is resilience. Because if you just say to someone, hey, to really get through the summer, to enjoy your summer, to do a bit of earning, a bit of relaxing, a bit of enjoying yourself and reboot yourself for the year, be resilient, right? Develop resilience. Okay, great. What does that actually mean?
I'd be curious.
What does it mean to you guys?
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's a tough question.
I was actually sitting here thinking, what does that mean? How can I be resilient?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and so, part of what we do in this domain is we unpack it and explore it in terms of, there's sort of three core principles that can help you develop resilience, and we can explore them quickly. The first one is a staunch acceptance of reality. This is how it is. There's no point moaning about it. You don't have to like it, but it is how it is. The second is a deep belief in the meaning of what you're doing. So your summer job could be a drudge. You know, it could be the most boring thing. Hopefully it's not. But if, for some it is. And maybe that's a bigger hourly rate in return for it, et cetera. Some of the jobs you do, carrying, lifting, packing, digging, you know, all of those things. But if you can find meaning in the reason you're doing that on a daily basis, you can trade that forward and it can inform and empower you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is an uncanny ability to improvise.
Yeah.
Which I really like.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
one of those should we get into? Let's start with the first one, this idea of it is how it is, you know, and you have to find a way to accept that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, like, when I was a student, like, I worked at a hospital as a kitchen hand. And obviously before then, I only had, like, level 3 qualifications. I got this job when I just turned 16, so I had, like, level 1, level 2, something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't really have anything else to go off of, but it did help me fund my university because I paid for that myself, still having a bit to pay off. And it kind of, like, getting to and from university because I live out west, so it's a bit of a hassle getting to and from using public transport, but it is what it is. And just kind of, you know, recognizing that although this isn't exactly where I want to be at the moment,
that's right.
I need to be here
yeah.
to earn this money. And it kind of has like a trip, like a, what's the right word I'm looking for?
Like a loop,
a roll-on effect kind yeah. of, you know? So like when I went to university, I earned a bit more money through Debate Magazine. And then my debate contributor sort of role helped me land my first job here at BFM as like digital news sub-editor
yeah.
and then currently news and editorial director. So all these sort of things have like a trickle-on effect, even if you don't recognize that it does at the time.
That's right. 100% right.
Yeah.
You, Evie?
Yeah, no, 100% agree. I think it is the way it is attitude. I mean, it can be helpful to, have that. I know that when I was at university last year, I have never been so busy in my life. I was studying full-time, working part-time, also volunteering here, as well as writing for Debate Magazine as well.
Yeah, that's a lot of juggling and a lot of hustle.
A heap on my plate, but every single thing I was doing, I was consciously doing it because I wanted to progress my skills in this media sector, and it is a sector that you have to hustle in, and I think that is somewhere where I've just taken that it is what it is attitude, because that is just the way that it works.
Well, it means that if you have that attitude, it means that you're not fighting the reality of what you're doing each day.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing you can do and accept that there's reasons that I'm doing this, no matter how it is, how hard or how easy. So the mental stresses don't tax you as much as they might. Mm-hmm. And that is also informed and empowered by this reason or this purpose or this meaning that you're giving to what you're doing.
Yeah, they
can combine
together
to feed each other. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I. You reminded me there, Joel, talking about your job. I dug this ditch. I dug. Remember the steepest street in Dunedin?
Yes. I can't remember the name. I know exactly what street you're talking about.
Baldwin Street. How's that?
Yeah.
Remember that? Anyway, I had to dig out this guy's retaining wall. And and you couldn't get any, mechanical things up the street. It was just hand and shovel, and it was a massive job. The reason I took it and the way it fed me is he's paying me a good hourly rate to do it because no one else would. But it was flexible, which means I could get up. I stayed in Dunedin for the summer. I could get up, go surf early, get on the tools and dig all day and go for another surf at night.
Yeah.
I had a deep reason to do it. He's paying me good money, even though I hated the job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the third one is this idea of what they call an uncanny ability to improvise. So how do you stay being, however unpredictable it might be, you stay being able to problem solve, adapt, respond, and build that resilience muscle.
Yeah.
Both in terms of the coalface of the job you're doing through the summer, great skills, great place for learning, that you can then trade forward into the year.
Absolutely. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. And I feel like even with like any job that you do, regardless of if you're at a stage where you want to get into this industry but you're doing something completely different, every single job you do gives you like soft skills, which is really valuable and really, really important as well. Even just like volunteering or doing something outside of just studying or doing this or doing that, it will be beneficial 100% in the end.
Yeah, we talk about both that in terms of the intrinsic, implicit meaning and learning that you're getting from it, and the outward-facing skills you're getting from doing the job, be it a technical job or something you have to learn, but also those social skills that are highly important on how you get on with others at work and can thrive. Because everyone today, when you come to leave this learning environment into the work, part of it is how well you can collaborate with others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. I think that's roughly all the time we have for today, Matt. But that was
nice,
a very, very cool chat. Thank you very
Thank
much
you.
For coming up to BFM.
Cheers for having me. All the best to everyone. Hey, let's have a great week.
Absolutely.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.